Good morning, aloha kako. This season of holiday is a time of gathering and talking story with family and friends, full of love, smiles, joy, and happiness. This season also may be a tough and sad time for those who have lost their loved ones in 2019 or before. A day and a life without a loved one might be empty and so hard, although joyous and happy memories bring us a smile. I am so grateful and feel happy when I see and hear people extend their thoughtfulness to those who spend their holiday season without their loved ones, Christmas, New Year's. It is a great manifestation of love and compassion saying, "You are not alone. I'm here with you." In my life and since I came to the Big Island in 2017, I met many temple members, friends, and people here. Every single person, every single memory, and every single experience helped me to shape my life like threads woven together to make a tapestry. The tapestry is myself, Satoshi Kaimipono Tomioka. The threads were my experience, love, laughter, compassion, and a little bit of anger, sadness, and pain. I don't know the size, design, pattern, colors of my tapestry, but I hope those persons who touched and saw my tapestry through our encounters found something meaningful and realized a sense of truth about our human nature and that it will resonate in their lives. My tapestry and your tapestry would have not been woven without dearest loved ones. The tapestry you weave together with your loved ones still glows and shows its beauty in your hearts and mind. We cherish our memories as we face a time of difficulty. Dr. Reverend Takamaro Shigaraki said, "Know that all the events of this world, whatever they may be, wherever they may be, are conditions that support the Nembutsu." Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is Amida Buddha's wish and the vow that promised to liberate all people from suffering and to bring utmost happiness to each of us in a time of difficulty. The nature of Amida Buddha's true compassion is expressed as, "Your suffering is my suffering. Your happiness is my happiness." Buddha's compassion truly knows our suffering and worries, and gently, warmly embraces each of us as we are. "Don't worry, be happy. I shall embrace you as you are. I'm here with you, whatever happens in your life." Such is Buddha's compassion that embraces our lonely hearts and fills our hearts with true love and happiness. That compassion also embraces our departed loved ones and guides them to become a Buddha who is an awakened one with a true peace and happiness in the Pure Land. In November, I had a chance to go to Japan to visit my home temple with temple members, Funahonganji Buddhist temples and other temples. In my home temple, we had a chance to meet my parents, my brother, my nieces, and my grandmother. We enjoyed our sightseeing, talking story, and eating. During my visitation at my home temple, my father, who is also a minister, shared Dharma message. His message is about knowing, realize meaning in the world. He shared his story experience when he was working in Tokyo Prefecture. Every day or every other day, his mother calling to him saying, don't drink too much. Be careful, dress warm, get enough sleep, don't catch a cold. When he listened to her words, he answers, I know, don't worry about me, I'm okay. He's thinking, I'm adult, I can take care of myself, don't bother me. That time, he only listened to words, but not meaning. And then later, my father, now he became a father, parent, having a children. And now he began to calling to his children same words. Be careful. Don't drink too much. Dress warm. Don't catch a cold. In that moment, he found, this is how my mother, she felt. For me, she's saying these words, truly thinking of me, my son, please be careful, please dress warm, get enough sleep, don't catch a cold. She truly thinking of me, but at that time, I couldn't listen to her love and compassion. I listened to only words. Now, my father, having a children, that moment he finally come to realization, and now he's saying to his own children same words he heard from his mother. Then now his child, to me my brother, have children. Now my brother also saying the same thing to his own children. When we have words, words has a power, meaning. But sometimes we may forget to learn, to receive, to feel meaning of the words. And in words, there is a love and compassion. In our Hongan tradition, Namo Amida Butsu is Buddha's vow and then promise, calling, I shall embrace you. Once I embrace you, I shall never, ever let you go alone. Like parents' love to children, or brother-sister's love, or the love, loving kindness we have for others. In the same way, other people also thinking of you. It is so wonderful and beautiful to have a person who thinks of you more than you do for yourself. Again, it is so wonderful, grateful to have a person who thinks of you more than you do for yourself. It is so easy to know what we are doing for others. However, it is so difficult to know what other person doing for you. That is due to our ego. Not easy to know how much other person thinking of us. Even though we may not realize how much other person thinking of us, we are so happy and then grateful to receive such a loving kindness in our life. Amida Buddha's compassion forever embracing each of us. When we awaken to such a Buddha's compassion, it is a time to know myself who makes Buddha worried, and also Buddha forever embraces each of us. On this season, holiday season, memories we have, our loved ones, are great lesson and message which continue to guide us to be aware of the truth of life, impermanence, interdependence, and the preciousness of our lives. A tapestry of threads embraces you, and you are the one who will share the tapestry with the people you will meet. May Amida Buddha's compassion and wisdom forever embrace your life and your tapestry, and may you have a sense of peace and comfort with gratitude in aloha. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.